mamas. I hope you guys are doing well out there and having a wonderful week. I wish I could say the same for myself. I have been having an awesome week just because I'm here. I woke up. I have made it through my days this week. But I do struggle sometimes, and I just, I want to keep it real with y'all and let you know that every day is not 100% perfect, totally filled with happiness day for me. That's just not it. So I'm so excited though about the month of August, because we're talking about mental health, and this just fits in so perfectly with the theme of the month. And I'm along this journey with you guys. It's not I have all the answers. It's Fantasia is learning and growing and becoming just like you. So I just want to let y'all know that I'm here with you. I am praying for you as well as myself, and I am just excited for what is to come during this month. We have started reading our book for the month. The Grace Not Perfection book has started, and it has been awesome. And I will have a discussion about that, and I guess just a whole podcast dedicated to it. But I want to just briefly go over part of it, what was in the introduction. And for those of you who may not have the book, you can get some little nuggets right along with us. So in the book, Emily Lay is talking about just knowing that you are enough. Like, whatever you thought mommyhood was supposed to be, however you thought your life was supposed to be set up, and this idea of perfectionism that we probably have, it's okay to let that go, and it's okay to embrace the place that we are in currently. It's okay to embrace the hard days and the struggles that come along with mommyhood, and not think what social media sometimes portrays and tells us that everything is supposed to be perfect and happy and all of that. So basically the nugget is that you guys, you are enough. She says that you are worthy of happiness. You deserve silly, extravagant joy, belly laughs, and rich memories worthy of being slowly retold in rocking chairs on front porches. And so, like, reading these things, it just reminds me that it's okay to slow down sometimes. It's okay to not strive for the hustle and bustle of life. And if that is your life, every day with shuffling the kids to school or making it to work yourself or juggling different projects, like, it's okay to slow down sometimes. It's okay to plan rest. It's just okay. So I want you guys to remember those things as you're going throughout your week. And one thing that I want to tell y'all, that it's okay to not be okay sometimes. I think that's something that's really hard for us as moms, because we're so strong. Like, we carry the weight. It feels like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders sometimes, and we push through and we make it. Like, day after day, we juggle all of these things. Yes, a lot of us, have help. Some of us have more help than others, but nonetheless, we do what we have to do and we make it, So I just wanted to encourage you guys that if you are going through tough times right now, know that it doesn't last forever. Cling to those moments where you have just pure joy and happiness, and push through the ones that are more challenging. So as far as the topic of it's okay to not be okay, I feel like I go through this sometimes myself. And one thing that I want to encourage you guys is to heed the warnings. Like, don't feel like you have to push things off and sweep stuff under the rug. I'm pretty sure that if somebody came up to me today or tomorrow and was like, "So, how are you doing? How's life?" I would give them a quick, "Oh, it's good. I'm fine." But honestly, it ain't good all the time, and I'm not fine all the time. It's just tough when you don't have the words to really express it all, I guess. And sometimes you just leave it up to, "Yeah, I'm good," because sometimes you feel like that person doesn't understand. But if you're talking to another mom, I'm pretty sure she gets it. I'm pretty sure that she has gone through that same thing in her life. If it's not at that moment, then it's been at a previous time before. So this is a reminder for myself, like, it's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to talk through those things to figure out why you're not okay. So some things just take time, and I feel like other things take action. And I just want to say that the best thing for you to do is probably to decipher between the two. So I know for me, sometimes I struggle with like being content in my current situation. You know, I have 4 children. They're all beautiful blessings, and I have to remember to call them that. And you know, I'm married and I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I'm actually, some days I'm a work-at-home mom, some days I'm not, you know, like, so just juggling all of that. And on top of it, we have decided to homeschool, and I'll talk about that more in another episode, but this is my last year of homeschooling, and I just wanted to make it the best year possible for myself and my kids. But you know, I struggle sometimes with being okay with all of those things that I just listed, you know, with the weight that comes along with each of them. And my inner introvert tells me, Fantasia, you gotta escape this. Like, you need to be around people all the time. You need to be doing stuff all the time. You need to, you know, go take the kids on field trips all the time. Like, your agenda needs to be filled with things to do. But I have to remind myself that it's okay for stuff to be slow. It's okay for us to not have somewhere to go every single day. You know, it's just challenging to juggle all of that. And I know that a lot of you can understand what I'm saying. And my oldest child is just like me in that regard. So homeschooling for him, it's cool. It's great. They have a lot of fun. But at the same time, he desires to be around other kids. You know, just like I desire to be around other adults and have real, like, adult conversations. So I have to make sure that we carve out enough time for us to be fulfilled in each of those ways. But I don't want to give too much into the feeling that, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. So while we're sitting in the house and we're going through our daily motions, I don't want to fill his head with, you know, we have to be doing this and I'm going to be ungrateful for what I have in this current moment. So I really have to check myself sometimes to make sure that I set the tone and I, you know, set the vibe in our house. So as I switch gears a little bit and prepare to wrap up this episode, I just want to leave you guys with a couple of reminders. I want you to know that you are enough. And because this has to be ingrained in us, I want you to do a little homework. So take a sheet of paper. At the top of it, write, "I am enough." And I know this sounds a little silly, but it's going to be worth it. So at the top of the paper, write, "I am enough." And then underneath that, I want you to write, "I deserve ... or : So under that, you're going to list the things that you deserve. It's simple. So for me, I deserve happiness. I deserve peace of mind. I deserve a great life. I deserve peace and quiet. I deserve all of, you know, anything that comes to your mind that you really feel like you deserve. And especially regarding like just being a woman and being a mother, I want you to write those things down and remember that you are enough. So in those moments where you feel like, you know, those feelings are going to take over, I want you to catch yourself and remind yourself that you are enough and that you deserve certain things. So if you're, for example, a little stressed, if your children, you know, have just run you in the ground that day, and on your list is, "I deserve a break. I deserve peace and quiet." I want you to read that and remind yourself that you deserve that. So then you have to take the steps to make it happen. You know, whether it's asking your spouse to take the children for a little while so you can disappear, whether it's asking, you know, a parent or a friend to lend a helping hand for you, remember that you deserve it. You know, I know it sounds simple, but these are little things that we have to get into the habit of practicing day after day so that we can be the whole and fulfilled people that our kids need us to be. All right. So that's your homework. On our next episode, we are going to discuss chapters, the first couple of chapters in the book, Grace Not Perfection. So if you are a member of the Fresh Moms Club, then you already know the schedule and what we're reading. If you're not a member of the club, you can go and become a member for free at www.thefreshmomsclub.com. The sign up is super simple. It's easy. You just get plugged in right in there, and then you'll see our schedule for the month of August and September regarding our book club. And the book again that we're reading is Grace Not Perfection by Emily Lay. All right, y'all. So I'm going to go home now. It seems like every time I'm doing a podcast, I'm like out receiving what I deserve, which is peace and quiet. And I shall return to my little people who are probably sleeping now, thanks to my husband. So I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I pray that every day is just a great one for you, whether it's you fighting your feelings and just making it through, or whether it's you surrendering to certain things. I just pray that you continue to push forward, and that you strive to be the best woman that you can be, so that you can be the best mom that you can be to your little people. All right, y'all. Talk to you later. Bye.